This call will be recorded for quality purposes.
Hey, Gio?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gio, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John.
Hi. I was just following up with you. I had this account on hold for you, and I know you said you were trying to work some things out.
Oh, yeah, I got it up. I got my brother lend me his card.
Okay, and then we're going to have to switch it before the next payment, right?
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
Okay. I sent you a text earlier with my direct number and extension. So whenever you're ready to swap it out, just let me know. I'll also send you a text notification the day before the next bill is due. So like before June or July 3rd. And then that way we could update it before it processes. We'll make sure the next payment doesn't go through on his account. So. I just got to update the billing. So this card, I know it's not going to be under your name if it's under your brother's name, but how does the name appear on the card?
It's Jorge Ivan Miranda.
Okay. So just like George, right? J-O-R-G-E?
Yeah, J-O-R-G-E. Yeah.
Got it. Yep. And then the billing address, is it the same as the address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
No. But
it's not the candy drive?
No.
Okay. Okay. What's the billing address for the card?
Give me a second.
Okay.
The billing address is 78744.
78744?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the zip code, but I need the actual, like, street address.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My bad. I'm driving, so I'm having to, like, pull over.
Okay, be careful.
It's 4705 Candle Tree.
Candle Tree. All one word?
Yeah, one word.
Candle Tree. Let me see if I can find it here. I'll just Google Maps it, make it easier on you since you're driving. Okay, I got it. 4705 Candle Tree. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Give me a second. Let me get it out. It's 5275.
5275.
1501.
You said 1501?
Yes.
Okay.
3044.
3044.
7105.
7105. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0329.
329, and then 3-digit code on the back.
It's 079.
079, okay. Go ahead and update this. And you said it was 4705 Candle Tree?
Yes, 47... I'm sorry. Man, I'm getting confused sometimes.
Yeah, because that zip code you gave me, too, is like all the way in Michigan.
No. It's 4705 Candle Tree. The zip code is 78744.
Okay, got it. Here it is. That was the problem. When I tried to punch that address in, I put 47 instead of the other way around. I don't know why I put it that way. I put 48744. And it came across as, like, Michigan instead of 78744.
Gotcha.
All right, let me update this. So 4705 Candle Tree Lane. Okay. That's what it was. It didn't have lane in there either. Candle Tree Lane. Austin. Okay, got it. And just to confirm, because there's a... Oh, no, the pin's not going to get sent there. The pin's going to the candy lane. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because it'll decline this if it doesn't match.
Okay.
And then also, it's going to send him a notification when this payment clears. And then also, you're going to get a couple of text messages right now. One of them is going to be a confirmation with everything in writing. And then there's also going to be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And there's also a form for your Google verification that you got to fill out and send in. And then we have the pin going to the Candy Lane address.
Okay. Cool. Quick question. You said I was going to get an account confirmation? Or what?
Correct.
What was the second part?
Yeah, so you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing when the payment clears right now. And so there's three texts. And then you're going to get a Google verification form that you got to fill out.
Got it.
Okay, and then the last one's going to be an login information for your account dashboard and tracking system. So there's a tracking system hooked up to it so we could show you all the clients that we're bringing in for you each month.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm going to just stay on the line with me right now. I'm going to make sure you get it all.
All right. All right.
All right, they're telling me the payment cleared. So it should go through here.
I got a text.
Okay. I just noticed when I texted you my number earlier, there's an error code on that one. It says error code 9902. Did you not get that text with my direct number and extension earlier?
No, let me check my text messages, but I doubt it. I don't think I...
Yeah, it looks like you got the one, like, hi, this is Local Splash. We spoke to you earlier about a proven method in generating more business. But I didn't see...
Yeah, I got that one. The 877.
Yeah, but there's supposed to be another one with my direct number and extension.
Well, he has to contact me at 877-635-6225 and then the extension. Extension 5544.
Yeah, that one's me.
Oh, okay, cool. So
okay,
yeah,
so
I did get the...
Did go through. Okay, perfect. And then there should be another one, though, that came through right now that'll say, like, Giovanni, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It's like a paragraph, and it says, like, we sent a copy of your... Okay, so there's a link in there. There's a full outline of the agreement in writing there.
Okay.
Also, we sent the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement to your email also. So that way you have everything in writing. Okay, because you could write this off later as a business expense, so... I sent that to the artisticworks66@gmail.com. And then now we're looking for the Google verification form. Oh. Or you could disconnect. Accounts. Green.